Good morning, everyone. This morning we're in Psalm 33, and what a glorious psalm it is. Sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous ones. Praise is becoming to the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praises to him with a harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. Hallelujah. The psalm is encouraging us and ushering us into praise of God. It has a very high view of God, and worthy of praise is He. And I think there's something good and healthy about us praising the Lord amidst whatever trouble or anxiety or challenges that you may be facing, to be able to kind of lay that aside and just be in praise of God. Hallelujah. He is worthy of praise. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. I love that, as you would imagine. For the word of the Lord is upright. For the word of the Lord is good and provides right counsel and provides instruction towards goodness in our lives. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all the work is done, all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. It's interesting. He loves righteousness and justice, which means he would have distaste for sin and injustice. He does not like to see injustice or unrighteousness, but yet he loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. What a beautiful view that is, to think of the Lord filling the world with his loving kindness. And as we look at, I'm looking outside now and I see the sun coming up and coming through the pine trees, and think of the loving kindness of God just even in creation, right? The grass is turning green. The plants are being watered. There's new growth. We have what we need for survival on this planet. God provides for all of us as humans. The world is increasing and we're able to eat, and we have shelter, and we have the beautiful creation to ponder. A bird just flew by. All of that, really, everything around us is really a symbol of the loving kindness of our God. I'm looking at the sun. I'm able to look at it through the tree, and the light piercing through the tree is like rays of light. Almost like a cross in front of me, rays of light piercing from that sun through the tree. It's just beautiful. The loving kindness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. And as we think about, the Bible being the word of God, but this is really referring to the voice of the Lord. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He commanded the world to be made through his words. He spoke it into existence. And by the breath of his mouth, all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He decided where the seas will go and no more. He lays up the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Isn't that amazing? I love that. It really is giving tribute here to the fact that God, through his power, was able to speak this world into existence. Hallelujah. The Lord nullifies the counsel of the nations. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. And it appears to me saying, those who are opposed to him and opposed to his ways, ultimately, they're going to be in frustration because God is the author of this world. And although at times he seems to let things slide, he seems to let things go, ultimately, the world opposed to God and now opposed to Jesus, their plans are going to be frustrated and God's will is going to be done. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart from generation to generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Now, in this day of this psalm being written, that would be Israel. You know, Israel wasn't even a divided nation at this point, and they were nearing their heyday under David and Solomon, and he had chosen them as a nation. And God still has not given up his plans for Israel, but they are not under the kind of blessing they were under before because of their failure to honor him and keep the law, and now to accept Jesus as their Messiah. They're under punishment, but yet God is not done, and he still has plans for Israel. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From his dwelling place, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. And what a view that must be of heaven, you know. And it seems to me God has his own manner, his own telescope, so to speak, from heaven, where he's able to zoom in on and see and what's going on in anywhere he wants. He looks out on all the inhabitants. He looks out on all of us. He knows what's going on. He who fashions the hearts of them all, he's made us. He who understands all their works. Amazing the knowledge of God, how he's able to discern what's happening in the world. The king is not saved by a mighty army. A warrior is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a false hope for victory. And this is real, and it was so real, you know, in David's day. I mean, after they had come in and conquered the promised land, you know, they saw God deliver them and give them great victory over, you know, people more mighty than them. God had walls fall down, you know, in Jericho, and they saw God deliver them and give them that land through his mighty power. And they learned that it wasn't an army but that gives strength, but God, that was very real to them. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him. Hallelujah. I tell you what, the fear of the Lord, a proper awe, respect, and even fear of God, wanting to do what's right by him, not wanting to displease him, is so important, and it will bless your life. And I believe it's blessed mine. Lord, help me to keep my eye upon you and to revere and fear you and stay in doing what is right before you. Hallelujah, God. You are good. On those who hope for his loving kindness, and we should be hoping for not only now, but the future loving kindness of the Lord to deliver their soul from death. Hallelujah. He is going to deliver our souls from death and to keep them alive in famine. That's God providing for us even on earth through the challenges and through the valleys and the hills. On earth, sometimes things are going well, sometimes things are not going well, but he's still God of the hills and the valleys, and he keeps us alive even in difficulty and gives us counsel while we wait. And that's what it says here. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. And what a great reminder that is. And if you're going through a hard time, to wait on the Lord and to realize he is your help and your shield. Regardless of the outcome, God is with you, and you can turn to him for counsel and strength to make it through anything. For our heart rejoices in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your loving kindness, that's the word hesed, by the way, in Hebrew. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us according as we have hoped in you. That's interesting, isn't it? As In measure, so to speak, that we have hoped in you, let your loving kindness, Lord, be upon us. So there's something to be said for always hoping in the Lord and keeping your hope in the Lord and his hesed loving kindness be on you. Hesed is a glorious word. They translate it a lot of different ways because it's like the Lord's love, his loyalty, his kindness, his grace. And you know, here in this is the NASB 95 I'm reading out of right now, but they're translating it loving kindness. It's a beautiful, complex word. It has an aura to it versus just a singular meaning. It's like God's love, loyalty, loving kindness, grace. It's a beautiful word. May we continue to hope in God and trust in Him. He is our help and our shield. God bless you all.